Tell me how many were in your family as a child.
As a child, there was three of us, two boys and a girl. I was the last one. I think I was probably an afterthought. We were all about 7 years apart, which was good because we all got growed up kind of by ourselves. I know by the time I knew what was going on, my brother, he was out working. He worked for every gas station in town, and he helped build the two original elevators down here. And he had bees, and I learned to hate bees because we had an outside outhouse. I hated bees. I liked the honey, but I hated the bees. And I don't know, it was fun growing up because things were a lot simpler then. I never got many toys. The only bought and toy I think I ever got was a little John Deere tractor with a silver man on. The other stuff I made, I've been a wood carver probably since I was 5, 6 years old, and I carved my own toys. Made my own haystacker and hay buck because that's what the farmers used. But in 73, when we moved into town here, I'm on the place where I was born. When my folks passed away, then I bought the farm. I tore down 13 buildings. I know my kids asked me every holiday, Dad, what building are we going to tear down today and burn? Well, finally we ran out of old buildings. Well, my mom had a wash house that was pretty close to the house, and all my stuff was in there, but the roof had leaked, so everything was pretty much rotted up. So it all went in the hole, and I burned it all up. It's all gone. Outside, I kept one little hay rack that I made with the sides on and front on. But, you know, you couldn't find any wheels, so we had a skating rink, and I used those wheels on my toys, which they worked, but they kind of flopped around.
So the skating rink, did that, was it here every certain day of the week?
No, it was every night of the week. Every night. And I think on Sunday afternoons, too. It was right across the street here where the bowling alley is, or was. That's gone, too.
Now, did your sister, did she stay?
No. She graduated in 1942, and she went to Mason City, to Hamilton's College. And she started working for the First National Bank, and she just stayed there. Her husband passed away here. It'll be 2 years next spring. I thought maybe she would move back here then, but no, her adopted daughter is over there. They just stayed there.
So now, how did you meet your wife?
On the main street of Titanca. I ran her down. I was too bashful to ask her for a date with anybody around. So she was going home from some church project at night. And so I run her down about a mile out in the country. She got in my car, and we talked a while and asked her for a date. And she said yes. So that's how it all started.
So how long did you court?
Let's see. I started going with her in July of 1955, and we got married in 1957, in April. So it was long enough. She was only 19 and I was 24.
So do you have any other children besides your daughter then?
Yes, I have a daughter out to Rapid City, Cheryl. Joanne lives down to Britt.
So do you still do your woodworking?
Oh yeah, I would do wood carving. I carve a lot of crosses and some of them I sell. They're a Gothic cross, real fancy. And when I was bus driving, you know, school gets to some teachers, and I could tell, and I always had a cross carved up, and I could tell, I'd see him in the hallway, and I got to know him real personally, and I could tell when they was having a hard day, and I'd go out to the pickup and get a cross, and I'd tell them, shut their eyes and hold out their hands, and they'd open their eyes. I'd say, lean on this for a while, it will help. And I got many, many thank yous. Many thank yous. Many hugs. But I've done that for a lot of years. I donate crosses to the church to auction off for their bazaar. And I've given a lot of them away to other people.
Sounds like you get to receive some things in return, don't you?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, if you lean on the cross, it will help you. You know, I was having a hard time after my son got killed because he was the only boy to carry on the name. Well, he's gone, so I guess I'm it. And I started reading a lot of religious books. And one night, I woke up sitting on the edge of the bed, shaking like a leaf and sweating, and I just had this dream that Gladys and I were going to some party, and we wanted Neil to go along. We just stepped out the porch, and I said, "Neil, aren't you going with us?" And I could hear music and laughing and stuff, and he says, "No, I'm okay where I am. I'm having fun." After that, life was a little easier.
Now, do you have a big county fair up here?
Yeah, but it isn't like what it used to be. It used to be when I was a kid, Mom packed the lunch, fried chicken, potato salad, and beans, and we went down for the day. We always went when they was going to have harness races. And it was fun. And you'd go in the barns, and there was horses and more horses. It was something else. And, you know, it was probably close to 70 years ago. Things have changed a lot.
So what time was the fair held in?
In August. And, you know, they quit the harness races, and I found out they had them down to Humboldt. This is after I was married and everything. I'd take my mom and dad down there, and they thought that was something else. They loved to see horses trot, pace. No, in Algona, they have car races now. They're not too horsey.